You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
He is perhaps one of the most significant people of the past 50 years, but you probably don't know his name. Rafid Ahmed Alwan al-Janabi, although most people, if they know him at all, know him by his CIA codename, Curveball. He was the CIA informant whose detailed account of WMDs directly led to the U.S. invasion of Iraq in one of the costliest wars in U.S. history. Curveball has remained silent, even since his true identity was revealed in 2007 on an episode of 60 Minutes. He will be making his first public appearance, though, in a two-part BBC documentary called Modern Spies, which launches this week. Joining us now, Michael Rudin, who's the producer, the series producer for Modern Spies. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I wanted to begin this conversation by listening again to that famous testimony from then Secretary of Defense Colin Powell. Here he is speaking to the United Nations Joint Security Council in 2003.
Every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence. The source was an eyewitness.
And the eyewitness he's talking about there is Rafid Ahmed Alwan al-Janabi, Curveball. But al-Janabi admits in your series he was lying. Why did he do it?
Well, he says to us, we asked him that question as to why he lied, and he said that his aim was to get rid of an evil dictator. He says, my main purpose was to topple the tyrants in Iraq. And he makes the argument that so many people had suffered under his oppression.
Does that mean that he feels he's a national hero? He doesn't feel any regrets over having deceived the U.S. intelligence agencies?
I don't think there are really any regrets from him. I think he makes the point when we said, well, tens of thousands of people have died. It's cost billions and billions of dollars. And we asked the question as whether we'd gone to war on a lie, your lie. And he said, yes. And he smiled. It is a staggering story that one man could lie about every aspect of his testimony and not be picked up.
Yeah, well, let's take a listen to that exchange you're talking about. We're speaking with Michael Rudin, who is the series producer for Modern Spies, and here's his conversation, the interviewer's conversation with Curveball.
You say you provided diagrams of the mobile biological trucks.
Yes.
You were making that up.
Yes.
And also, you constructed a model of these trucks.
Yes.
Again, you made that up.
Yes.
None of it was true.
No.
All of it was lies.
Yes.
Did he have an inkling when he was giving this story to the intelligence agencies? Did he think that would lead to war?
I don't know that. Clearly, there was the huge build-up. He was being kept under by... He wasn't the CIA's source, and that's the trouble, in a way, that he was actually being... He was the source of the German version of the CIA called BND. Now, the BND controlled Curveball very carefully. He was a very useful person for them because he provided the German intelligence with some goodies to be able to give to American intelligence and say, look what we've got. Therefore, you should help us out with giving us your secret intelligence. And so he was very useful for them. And the Germans held him very tight to them. And in the end, until the CIA only got round to interviewing Curveball, this man that was absolutely central to the case for war after the war. Not till a year after did they actually get round to interviewing him. They tried, but he was the most important human source of intelligence on the weapons of mass destruction before the war, and yet he was never interviewed by the CIA.
Oh, my gosh. Does he see the war as successful? I mean, he says that he told these lies in order to topple Saddam Hussein. Since Saddam Hussein is gone, does he feel it was worth it?
I think in his mind, he probably does think it's worth it. He's a complicated man. I mean, there are other allegations have been made that actually he did it to gain asylum. And he did gain asylum. He was given asylum in Germany and lives in Germany now. And for a long time was paid money by the German intelligence, paid a monthly stipend. And then I think that's now been cut off, but he still lives on benefits in the country.
Well, let's also talk about, you spoke with Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson as well, who was General Powell's form of chief of staff. He was chief of staff during the time that we're talking about. I want to play this clip from your documentary, Modern Spies, here. Take a listen.
I don't see any way on this earth that Secretary Powell doesn't feel almost a rage about Curveball and the way he was used with regard to that intelligence.
So that says to me that perhaps they've learned a lesson from what happened with Curveball.
Oh, yes. I think there's no doubt about it that it sent shockwaves through Langley when it came out, and it was fully revealed quite the extent of how badly it had gone wrong. The then director of the CIA wrote in his memoirs, he's never done a full interview about this, he said, "The handling of this matter is certainly a textbook case of how not to deal with defector-provided material." I mean, he has to admit that it was just a staggering failure. Everything that could go wrong went wrong, and yet it was absolutely essential for the case for war. There couldn't have been a more important human source to have checked out and double-checked. And those checks were never made. I mean, the other thing that's quite surprising about it is quite what Curveball had said. Now, Curveball said some things, but it's interesting what he didn't say. His information was always quite vague. He never identified the exact type of microbes that were being used. And he never actually said he saw biological agents being produced. So he didn't know what he was seeing. And then he made up these sketches and was encouraged to do sketches. It's when he was then questioned about some aspects of his testimony, the Germans went off to Dubai to meet a former boss of Curveball's in Dubai, and British intelligence were there too. They questioned him about other aspects of his story. His boss said it was all lies. And then they were left with the situation of whether they could, who to believe. The Germans confronted him and said, "Well, you either believe him or me. It's up to you." And the Germans after that decided, "Well, we can't really trust this. We certainly can't verify it." They told the Americans they couldn't verify it. I don't think they fully explain the full extent of
how unverified it was. Yeah, well, yes. Speaking with Mike Rudin, who's a series of producers at the BBC that's produced this new 2-part series, Modern Spies, in which we first get our first interview with a Curveball, Rafid Ahmed Alwan Al-Janabi. He's the man whose information about WMDs directly led to the U.S. invasion of Iraq. You know, Mike, one of the things that is kind of revealed in your documentary is the fact that not only was this information unverified, but when the U.S. intelligence agencies got a hold of it, they may have embellished it a little. What was that?
I think it was used to make the case that there was biological production, and that there was because no one could quite work out where these big manufacturing plants were. No one could see chemical plants. No one could see big biological plants. So the question was, so they must be moving it around. So when he then suddenly talked about, but sort of perhaps they've got mobile laboratories that could do it, that suddenly seemed to fit all. It seemed to fit all together perfectly. And so I think because he was saying things that people wanted to believe, it was so much easier to go along with it. And there was a huge desire to believe that. And there's no question about it that Saddam Hussein had, you know, weapons of mass destruction and actually used them in against Iran. So, you know, his history in the past, and he had lied and he had concealed way back. But there was never any intelligence that showed it actually carried on with it, and it was still in production for years and years. And so they were assuming that he probably was as bad as he'd ever been. He was as lying as he ever was, but they got it badly wrong. I would just say one other thing is that I don't want to claim that we've got the first TV interview. He was interviewed by the Guardian newspaper in London a year ago, but what we've have is the first detailed sort of TV interview with him.
Right. Mike Rudin, series producer at the BBC. The new 2-part series is called Modern Spies, in which they feature a fairly extensive interview with Rafid Ahmed Alwan Al-Janabi, the man known by his CIA codename Curveball. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.